Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm editor Candace Gibson, joined today by my ever so curious staff writer, Josh Clark, who always comes with a smile and a question.
Yeah, I do have a question and a smile. I don't know if you can hear that or not, but thanks for having me, Candace. You want to hear my question?
I'm all ears.
Well, first, let me ask you, you know much about serial killers?
I do. What? I do. A serial killer is someone who has physically, with their own hands, murdered three or more people.
Yeah, and usually with a cooling off period in between. That's the basic definition, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let me ask you about the most prolific serial killer of all time. Actually, it was a woman. 650 victims over 54 years. No one's even come close to that. Some guy in Brazil murdered like 300. And actually, he's on the loose right now. So look out, Brazil. the woman we're talking about is Elizabeth Bathory. She was a Hungarian countess, and she was kind of raised around violence. She saw a gypsy sewn up in a dying horse's stomach with his head sticking out and left to die along with the horse. She kind of took witnessing things like that and translated it to her own life, murdering servant girl after servant girl with the help of some accomplices. And one of the real hallmarks of Bathory's murders was that they were very bloody, and apparently she actually bathed in the blood of her victims. There's actually a figurine that you can buy of Bathory in a bathtub full of blood. So, you know, this seems a little out there. What do you think? Is it fact or is it fiction?
You know, I'm on the fence about this one. I'm going to say it's a little fact, it's a little fiction.
Excellent. And thank you for clearing that up.
I think one of my favorite accounts of Elizabeth Bathory's disgustingness is when a servant girl stole a pear, you know, just trying to get her five fruits and veggies a day.
Sure.
And she was pretty ticked off, and she actually beat the heck out of this girl. And sort of accidentally, she noticed as this blood was being splashed all around, some of it inadvertently landed on Bathory's skin. And she thought it gave her skin a very luminous rosy glow and thought it could be used as sort of a cosmetic elixir of sorts.
Right.
So we know based on some servants' accounts that she held this belief, but whether or not she actually filled up bathtubs full of their blood
yeah.
and took a bath is an entirely different story. And to be honest, a lot of the details behind Elizabeth Bathory are pretty fuzzy because she never actually went on trial for these murders. Some of her accomplices did, but her family tried to shelter her and save her because she was nobility.
Mm-hmm.
So in the end, she was walled up into a room and pretty much left to die. So a lot of the truth died with her.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Well, fantastic. Thanks for clearing that up.
You are so welcome. So if you want to learn more about Elizabeth Bathory, you can read Was a Hungarian Countess, the World's Most Prolific Serial Killer, on HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.